Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. And if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com. All right, so today I have Liz Miller on the line, and she's an owner and agent over at Liz Miller Agency. Liz, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Adam. I appreciate it. Excited to be here.
Oh, man, Liz. So let me tell you your topic today. We'll talk about healthcare. We'll talk about what that means to small business owners and entrepreneurs. And I'll tell you, it's a hot topic on the show. A lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives watch this program to get information that they can use in their daily business and lives. Just to get us kicked off, so let's start with the Mission Matters question. So Liz, we at Mission Matters, we serve and amplify entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Liz, what mission matters to you?
You know, Adam, it's here at Liz Miller Agency, we really want to focus on transparency and getting away from a business-centric model of healthcare and provide clients with transparent, affordable options that are focused solely on their specific needs.
That's awesome. And we'll go in depth. We're going to do a deep dive on Liz Miller Agency. So this is going to be great. And so let's maybe just take a couple steps back, though. So how did you get on this path, like leading to Liz Miller Agency, like into entrepreneurship, business ownership? Like, how did you get on that path?
Great question. Ironically, I have nothing in my background that has to do with insurance at all. So I have a master's of science in equine industry and business. So took all the same courses as an MBA does, only you dump the equine side on horses. And then my master's degree is in equine nutrition. So one of my superpowers, I believe, that God gave me is definitely the research aspect of it. I was offered a position to train horses in Italy after I finished my master's and went to do that before I went into what was going to be my PhD program. So when I came back, I started working at my dad's agency. He had an insurance agency, a large name, one of the big three, I won't say, just in case there's any, you know, copywriting, things like that, and started answering the phones with his agency. And, you know, 18 years later, here I am. God had different plans than what I had, but his plans are always better than mine, even if I don't like them or agree with them at the time I'm going through with them. So that's really how I got started in insurance. I love the business aspect of it, the entrepreneurial part. I kind of have always been a self-starter, a leader. Even when I don't want to lead, I usually end up in those positions. And I think that that's one of the things that just I kind of naturally grew into it. You know, coaching and training is something that I did, you know, through my bachelor's and master's degree. And that has also helped me with clients in teaching them and helping them navigate all of these different, you know, aspects of insurance, you know, whether it's health insurance, business insurance, et cetera. So that's really how I got my start in insurance.
Yeah, those natural leaders, the ones that I feel like are always voluntold. You're like, no, I'm not looking for another position. Okay, fine.
Voluntold. I love that. That's how it works, right?
I know that's how it works. It's funny because if we were in the same room or in an organization, I'd be voluntelling you too. I'd be like, ah, Liz might do it. Let's ask her. I already know.
It's true.
Oh, so first off, a second generation in the insurance business. That's amazing. And so what I like about this is that you obviously you've been doing it a long time, number one. So you started off in the industry and you're in a very traditional business. And what I mean by that is, let's say, versus some startup that's doing some new technology. Like what I love about insurance, and I was a financial advisor in that business for almost 14 years. So I don't feel like a lot of these professions get enough media, get enough attention around like the entrepreneurial or the business side of things in terms of an opportunity, like for the next generation of people that are coming along and that are looking for new ways to connect and to provide value. What kind of advice would you give? So to those newbies or those people maybe just graduating college that are thinking about like different entrepreneurial ventures or careers, like what kind of things would you tell them about specifically like entering the insurance industry?
Great question. And I think it's interesting because no one that I've ever met that's in the financial sector or insurance sector is like, hey, I want to be an insurance agent when I grow up. Like that's not something at career day.
It's such a great position. It's such a great lifestyle. You get to help so many people. So that's the problem right there is that nobody says that. And I think it's the branding, but that's my opinion. But that being said, please, the question.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% definitely the branding. So I'll tell you a quick story because we recently went on vacation after COVID and all of that nonsense happened. And we decided, I was like, we need a vacation. We're going on vacation. We're going to Florida. And yeah. I did a career day at my daughter's school and I brought my backpack with my laptop in it. And she was in sixth grade at the time. So got a bunch of sixth graders and talking to them about insurance and what I do. And I was like, you guys have ever seen Harry Potter and Hermione's like bag, you know, and she like can pull out, you know, giant tent and it like never ends. I was like, that's my backpack is enchanted. It's my office is actually in my backpack. And of course their little faces just lit up. They were like, oh my gosh, really? But that's the beauty of being an independent business owner and being in the insurance industry is I literally, my office is in my backpack. You know, as long as I have room for my backpack, I can take my office with me wherever I go. I actually wrote two policies while we were in the airport, which is why I wear my mission control headset. So I'm south of Houston, so I can adequately say that I am in mission control here, south of Houston, because NASA's right down the road from us. And it's got a noise canceling microphone. So if you want that freedom and flexibility, and you want the ability to write your own paycheck and be your own boss, and also help other people, which is one of my slogans. You can see on my little background here is to helping other people every day. And it's not just with health insurance. It's like you said, with the business aspect. And if you're looking to create something that is pandemic proof, that is recession proof, the insurance and financial industry, there will always be a need for professionals in that industry because there is so much misinformation online in a society where we have kind of commercialized and insurance has become more of a commodity instead of an actual service. The health insurance side of things and the financial services side of things is definitely not. You want someone who is licensed and experienced and can shop the entire market for you versus trying to Google. I always say friends don't let friends Google for health insurance. It's not a nice thing. Don't do that to your family and friends. They will end up down a rabbit hole of ending up on a marketer's website. And then they are going to get called by like 50, 60 people a day for the next 3.5 weeks. And it's bad. It's bad. Don't let your friends do that. Make sure that they get in front of someone that knows what they're doing. And we need more people. So if you are someone that is, you know, graduating college, I know I'm onboarding agents right now, open enrollment's coming up. I'm gearing up for that to make sure that they know what it is that they're doing and what target market is that we can, you know, help out because there is a huge need for people that actually know what they're doing to help the rest of America navigate this madness that insurance has become.
So healthcare versus health insurance. I mean, tell me a little bit difference. I noticed you use a different word for this, a different angle. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Great question. So when Obama and Biden were in office, they trademarked the term health insurance. And the only way that you can use the term health insurance together is if you are referring to an Affordable Care Act compliant policy. Wow. So I can't actually say it's health insurance, even though it is a product that will insure your healthcare needs. That's like the definition of what it is, but I can't say that because they trademarked that term. So you may have a healthcare policy that is insurance for your healthcare, it's health insurance, but I can't say that unless it is Affordable Care Act compliant. So for example, I had a hysterectomy, possibly TMI, but I had a hysterectomy about 5 years ago now, 6 years ago now. I don't need maternity. And Affordable Care Act policies, Affordable Care Act compliant policies require maternity, drug and alcohol rehab, mental health and wellness to be covered. I don't need maternity. Why do I have to pay for maternity? can't. I mean, that would be one heck of a kind of immaculate conception to to happen. So why should I have to, as a consumer, you know, a woman over 40, even if you're not over 40, if you've got your tubes tied, why are you having to pay for something that you will never, ever need? So those are the differences between health insurance and healthcare policy. So I have chosen a policy that I don't have to pay for maternity on because I will never need it for the rest of my life.
Oh, wow. And I think what you just said is a great point. So, I mean, it leads me to the next question, which is what doesn't the average person know? Just the average individual, what don't they know about health care? Because I feel like there a lot of people are lost, just like me.
Yeah. It is a very convoluted and confusing topic. And I think one of the biggest things that folks don't know is that there are options. So there are options for someone like me. If you don't need maternity, drug and alcohol, rehab, mental health and wellness, you're a relatively healthy person. There are policies that are significantly less expensive than the Affordable Care Act plans. So one of the things on the Affordable Care Act is people are like, well, I don't qualify for the Affordable Care Act. I don't qualify for Obamacare. I don't qualify for it. I'm like, you do qualify for it. You don't qualify for the subsidy, maybe, but you do qualify to be able to purchase one of those plans. And there are benefits to those plans. I'm not knocking them at all. So there are definitely are, you know, there's a huge segment of my business that needs those plans. They are type 1 diabetics. They've had heart attacks. They've had cancer. And that was the beautiful thing about the creation of the Affordable Care Act is that folks that have those higher level needs have a guaranteed issued policy. So with that, you have those plans, but you also have the private side of plans, which are, you know, really centered around sickness and accident. And for me, I'm a pretty hands-off Eastern, Western medicine type person that I'm like, oh, if it's not bleeding, you know, or bone's not sticking out, like just slap a Band-Aid on it, you'll be good, right? So I don't run to the emergency room. Several of my clients are the same way. I have doctors and dentists and lawyers that are clients and they're like, well, I can do that in-house. Like, why do I need to pay for that? I'm like, well, don't, you know, fix it yourself. I'm like, here's a plan for the catastrophic. And that's what we used to have back in the day, right? Back in the day, we used to have those plans that mitigate the expensive exposure on the medical side of things. So that's a huge segment that folks don't understand. The other thing that folks don't understand, I had a client who was also a former agent of mine. He moved away and went to a different company. Really bad blood pressure issues. And he's like, I have to have health insurance. So we, you know, negotiated. One of the things, you know, we can talk about is small business owners, you know, how do you get talent to be retained within your company? And that's one of the reasons that offering benefits is so sought after with business owners so that you can retain that talent. And he, when he was leaving, he's like, can I take my health insurance with me? Because I can't, you know, I have to go to the doctor. I have to get my medication. And I looked at him and I said, I'm going to call him Bob. I said, Bob, you don't have to have health insurance to get your medication or to go to the doctor. I'm like, you can pay cash. And he looked at me like I had two heads. And I'm like, he was on the auto and home side of things. So he didn't do the health insurance side. And so you just go in and pay cash. I mean, that's what insurance is for, to cover the larger expenses. So like on our auto insurance, we don't expect our insurance company to pay for new tires when they go bald because they're 10 years old, right? We expect, like, we lose control on icy down here in Houston. We had icy roads. It was not good. It was not good for anybody to be on the road. Situation. Right. Those are the situations where we have insurance, not for your oil changes or things like that. So if you can see that as a parallel, most people are like, well, I can't go to the doctor because I don't have health insurance. You can go to the doctor, tell them that you're going to pay cash. Now, if you need a surgery or something more like that, that's what your health insurance is for. And oftentimes, last big point on that is that folks don't understand there are free resources. So GoodRx is one, farmstore.com, Drexy are all really good resources for prescription medications. And if you have a $25 copay for your generic medications on your health insurance policy, maybe you have great health insurance. You're like, I pay $25 every time I need to go get amoxicillin for my kids. And I tell them, well, pull it up on GoodRx. And you're going to pay $10 cash. Why would you pay a $25 copay on your insurance when you can pay $10 cash? Lisinopril, atorvastatin, those kinds of medications are very, very inexpensive. And if you utilize those free resources that are available, you don't necessarily have to use your health insurance. And they're oftentimes less expensive than using that copay.
Man, just you're just a wealth of knowledge over there, Liz. I'm over here like, okay, GoodRx. What else? Like people don't know these resources exist. So I'm glad you're bringing this out there. So let's get back to the business owner and entrepreneur side of things. So I feel like, so we covered, you know, just your average individual covering themselves, covering their family, what that looks like, maybe some other resources you mentioned. So business owners, I feel like the challenges are a little bit unique, especially depending on the size of the business, things like that. What kind of challenges do business owners face kind of going down that road?
Yes, and that's definitely a loaded question. And one of the markets that I feel like is extremely underserviced is that small business segment, you know, from 2 to 50 employees and really kind of that middle of the road. Once you get up to 10 employees, your employees are like, hey, are we going to get benefits? And you lose out on a lot of talent. And I know this as a small business owner looking for talent to bring into my agency, people want to have benefits. Yeah. And when you don't have a package that you can offer to them, you may be losing that talent. And if your neighbor down the road, you know, that's, you know, Edward Jones or whoever can bring on another financial planner and offer them benefits, you're going to lose that talent. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I love to do is sit down with those small business owners and ask them, you know, what's the most important thing to your employees? I'll go into an office and talk about, you know, what's important. And most of them, most of the time, just want to make sure that they can take their kid, if, you know, they get injured at soccer practice, they can take them to the ER and they're not going to have a huge bill. Well, it's a very simple product to put together, just an accident policy. And then you have the other ones that are, you know, engineers, and they have engineers in different parts of the United States. So if you're in different states, then you run into the whole statutory thing, because insurance is statutory. The networks are statutory. So if you have 4 or 5 employees, one of my locally based clients here has employees that are out in Colorado, out in South Carolina, and down in Florida, and here in Texas. And they're like, we can't find one network on a traditional plan that they have, their providers are in network. And I said, well, what if we take the network out of it? We'll just do a referral-based pricing plan. What the heck is that? Well, I'll tell you about it. So those referral-based pricing plans take the network completely out of it. And so those small business owners get about a 10 to 15% savings on the premium side. And we take the network out because we're taking the middleman out of it. So they can go to any doctor, any hospital that they want to go to without running into the in-network, out-of-network nonsense that a lot of the traditional small business plans have.
Wow. And I mean, mind blown on that one, first off. And I feel like there's people watching this right now that are like, wait a minute, I have an employee, especially, you know, after COVID, all that other stuff. It's like basically like, oh, we have people like spread out everywhere now. So like the traditional way that business has been done for a lot of people is not going to be the same. So let's talk about like, I want to go further into that, that small business owner that you just mentioned that might have, you know, 10 employees. So they started out small, they started themselves, they grew the revenue, they hired another person. One day they wake up and they're like, where'd all these people come from? I have 10 employees, 15 employees. And they're starting to think about, okay, I know we need to get healthcare. I know we need to do this. They're juggling a million other things. I mean, tell me about kind of like the user experience for that very specific type of avatar, if you will, because it happens. It's like they've never had it. How much time is this going to take me to set up? Like how expensive? And you don't have to get into pricing because I know that's different based on the plan and all that stuff. But the time component is a thing. Even when you have the money, you're thinking about like, oh, this is going to be difficult. Like, how do I, and you want to make the right choices. I mean, take me through like what that looks like for that type of small business owner to get set up with a plan.
Mm-hmm. So I love that part of it. Again, one of my superpowers is research. So what I do is I go in and I make sure that you are prepared as the business owner, that I send you an email that you're going to send out to your employees. I send you one form that you have to fill out, which typically you probably already have filled out, because payroll, you usually have what's called a census or an employee you know, document of some kind that has all of your employees and their dates of birth in it. Once you send that over to me, I do all of the rest of work for you. So really about 15 to 20 minutes is kind of the upfront commitment from an employer that I ask for. And then another 15 to 20 minutes after I do all of the research, I put the packages together for you. I say, hey, this is what we can present to your staff. And then from there, like the one employee that I've got here that's local and he has folks all over the place, he's an engineer. So very analytical, which I love because I think a lot like an engineer does. And he's like, what about the stopgaps? You know, you always have to have that backup plan with engineers. And we got onto a Zoom call. We just did a conference Zoom call. And we had all of the employees on and they were able to ask their questions. I answered it. And sure, he was there and that time commitment was there for him, but he's not the one that has to try and convey all of this information. So I have two licenses. I'm licensed in 32 states. So my resident state licenses are here, but those 32 states, that's my responsibility. It's not your responsibility as a business owner to try and sort it all out. You and I sit down as a business owner and say, what is your budget? Who's going to need health insurance? And then these are the email templates that you're going to send out to people. And I handle all of the rest of it. So there's a lot that goes on the background for me, but for you as the employer, I set you up to look like the hero because you are. I mean, you're allowing other people to put food on the table with a job that you're providing them, right? And I want to be able to prop you up so that you get to keep and retain that talent, right? Without having to expend a lot of time, energy, and mental capacity in doing so.
That's awesome. So for that small business owner that's out there kind of hesitating, they're kind of scared, like, oh, this is going to be too much work. Liz takes care of the work for you. So that's awesome. Let's talk about that other segment of employers. So maybe they already have a plan. They could be smaller. They could even be larger. I mean, they have 50 employees and they're thinking, but they had that this healthcare plan for quite some time. And they're thinking, you know, should I be shopping? Should I be doing something else? Am I getting the right value for my money? Because it's not always what's cheapest, just to be clear. It's the most you're getting the most value for. Maybe a more expensive plan makes more sense, just depending on what you're trying to offer. You just want to make sure that what you're getting is worth your money, that you're getting real value there. So what about the people that are watching this that are thinking about like if they should be shopping their plan or comparing? Like, what does that process look like?
Kind of the same. The review process, I do the reviews at no cost to you. And that referral-based pricing plan that I referenced earlier is one of the plans that I replace a lot of small business owner plans with because you're taking, again, the middleman out of it. And it's not a fit for everyone. I don't want to, you know, say that it is. But when we're looking at the 50 to 200 to 500 employee range, those plans a lot of times will make a lot more sense because you're not dealing with in-network, out-of-network, balanced billing. If you go to an out-of-network provider, you're going to get what's called balanced bill, which has to do with contractual rates. And if the provider charges more than the contractual rate, then that's going to get passed on to you. And a lot of employers have a couple of employers like, well, I just paid the bill for her. I'm like, you paid a $20,000 bill. I'm like, I want to come work for you. You're going to pay the $20,000 bill.
Me too.
Like you said, sometimes a more expensive plan is a little bit better. If we pay a little bit more up on the front end, well, then you're not going to have this balanced bill on the back end. And so that's one of the things that I do is you should already have a census. And that's really all I need is that census and who's going to continue to enroll in order to be able to review the existing plans. And I've replaced about 15 plans currently in the past 10 months with one of these referral-based pricing plans. Another one, we just shifted from an EPO network to a PPO network because they were running into this provider networking issues. Somebody need to go to MD Anderson. Well, you can't go to MD Anderson on an EPO or an HMO. It has to be a PPO. So if you have those different needs, that's what I come in and look at. I'm like, okay, tell me the three things that are a current challenge. Give me the census. I run with it. We set an appointment. And then, you know, 15, 20 minutes later, you have some viable options to be able to present to your employees.
Amazing. So it's obvious. I mean, you're the insurance side of things in your blood, possibly literally. I mean, your father also was in the business. So let's talk a little bit more about the agency. So itself. So Liz Miller Agency. Tell me a little bit more about the agency, the culture. Like, tell me about what you're doing day to day there.
Right. Day to day, we are helping other people every day. We have two agents that are currently in the physical office. And then I've got one agent that's been with me for a while who works remotely. And so again, wherever your backpack goes, that's where we are. The systems and the tools and the technology that we utilize allow us to be significantly more effective than a lot of other agencies. So that is one huge I don't want to even say it's a misnomer, but one huge issue that a lot of folks run into is like, well, I can't get, you know, a whole, I talk to a phone tree. I call my agent and I get a phone tree and actually just switch to a new piece of technology that they have a phone tree. And they say, well, what do you want your call flow to look like? And I'm like, I want to pick up the phone. Like, to me, it was just a foreign concept that I was like, I don't know. I don't want it to press one. I want my people to be able to call into the agency and say, hey, Liz, it's Bob. I need this. And so that's one of the things that we focus on greatly is being able to really form a relationship as what I consider a full service agency. We do all aspects, not just the health insurance side. So you have a small business. I'm going to be able to look at the, you know, professional liability, the GL, the whatever. And we have the tools and technology, again, to be able to issue certificates of insurance. So you have I have a plaster contractor, and he goes all over the place. So he'll go out to Beaumont, he'll go out to Waco, he'll call me from his car, and he's like, I need this certificate. And I'm like, sure, Jerry, no problem. And we just type it in, and literally 5 minutes later, we can pop that certificate over to him. So we really focus on utilizing the tools and technology that are out there. Whereas a lot of other agents are still kind of stuck in, we're going to do things with paper and faxes. And I ported my fax number and I was debating whether I really even needed a fax. I'm like, who uses fax anymore? The only reason we're keeping it is because of mortgage companies. Like, those are the only people that still use faxes. And so that's really what we're focused on is growing in our local community. And then we have, you know, a couple of referral partners that are around the country that we're focusing on to be able to help them in their local communities. So as we grow as an agency, and I get, you know, other agents onboarded that are in different parts of the country, I'm very, very excited to see where that's going to go, because I get to empower them and enable them to be able to grow their own agency where in whatever city it is that they're in. And we can all do it. And we were all forced. So I've been doing virtual meetings since I started in insurance in 2002. And so last year when COVID hit and everything went online, it astounded me how many people did not know how to get on a Zoom call or, you know, go to meeting or, you know, whatever screen sharing technology you're using. And I've been doing that forever. So we're really, really equipped to be able to set other people up for success in that. And even coaching some small business owners, like, how did you do this? How did you get your calendar thing to like send me a reminder and all of that kind of stuff? So I love even helping small business owners with that side of things.
Oh, I love it. It's just a great story. And I'm happy to bring this to my audience because it's and by the way, InsurTech and the fact that you're making those investments and that you're staying ahead of the technology, I mean, that's a big, big deal because there's so many things out there. I mean, I've interviewed quite a few people that are in the technology side of insurance and other things. We've had them on the show. And I'm like, man, well, I remember when I started, back in my day, Liz, when I started in finance, when I was a little pup, I remember paperwork, paper. And oh my gosh, stacks of paper to get anything done. And my assistant, it could be a stack of paper and little sticky notes for the little like signature thing. Oh my gosh, I'd have boxes and boxes of those things we'd go through to get anything done. And so now the idea of InsurTech that people can sign things online, they're meeting online. I mean, I think the trend overall is just coming to better service for advanced innovative agencies like Liz Miller Agency. I mean, staying on that head of that curve. I mean, clients just benefit. I mean, it's a big deal that you're doing that and that's in your company culture overall and your other agents are working in a similar manner. I think it's awesome. So that being said, Liz, this has really been awesome to get to know you, the agency, a little bit more about why you do what you do. If somebody's watching this right now and they're looking at this and they could be in any of those situations, they have a plan, they want to get it reviewed, which you mentioned that you do at no cost, or they're looking at getting health insurance established for their company or themselves. I mean, what's the best way for people to follow up, connect with the brand and learn more?
Sure. So the easiest way is going to be to go to LizMillerAgency.com. I made it super complicated. LizMillerAgency.com, exactly how it's spelled, all smushed together. There's actually a free resources tab that you can take advantage of on there that you can download some of those myths. It's a myths and facts sheet that I have on there, some of the healthcare, free healthcare resources that I mentioned, like the prescriptions. Mm-hmm. I've got a free resource on there. And then you can also book a discovery call directly on my calendar there. And if I'm not available, you know, if you prefer another local agent, if I don't have a resource in one of those states, I have referral partners that are all over the place. So that is the easiest way to get in touch with me. The phone number that we have on our main agency website, which is the 832-779-8430. You can call, text, or fax that number even. It is technology. InsurTech is amazing. So take advantage of those free resources as well. That's one of the things that I love bringing is education. I feel like if consumers are empowered to make informed decisions, that it's going to be a win-win-win for everyone involved.
That's awesome. And what was that phone number? One more time, a little slower, please.
Yeah, I do talk fast.
Number slower because somebody's grabbing their pen right now. They're in their car. I don't know. They're somewhere. And they're like, what did she say?
Yeah. So LizMillerAgency.com. And the phone number is on the website, which again is 832-779-8430.
Fantastic. Well, Liz, again, pleasure having you on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button, especially if you're a first-time viewer or listener. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs coming up for you. And Liz, thanks again for coming to the show. It has been awesome.
Thank you so much for having me, Adam. I appreciate it.